Four Ghanaian stowaways from Takoradi were thrown off a ship along the coast of Angola near the border with Namibia on the 12th of this month. Sources close to the Ghana embassy in Angola gave their names as Paul Mensah, John Mensah, Patrick Mensah and Michael Amos. The ship had Filipinos as crew members. The four rowed on an old raft given them by the crew for 4 hours. They were spotted by Angolan fishermen who brought them ashore. The four have been transferred to the capital, Luanda. Staff of Ghana's embassy report that they are doing well. Arrangements are being made to contact their relatives through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration in Accra to repatriate them. Ghana's ambassador to Angola, Moses Magwengba, has been telling Radio Ghana more on the issue.
They said they met one Ghanaian by name Two, alias Italian. That is the man named Two, alias Italian, who promised to help them stow away to America. And so they just jumped on board and left Takoradi on 10 July 2015. According to them, the first few days they were not discovered. But when the crew of the ship discovered them, they treated them very humanely for a few days. Then on the 12th of July 2015, they told them they had reached the coast of America. So they gave them an old raft and put the four of them there and just moved away and left them. And these young men were on the rough sea for 4 hours, not knowing where to go, until they spotted some light somewhere and they tried to row their boat towards that light. They got there and it happened to be a fisherman from Angola who were fishing along the coast. So the fishermen picked them into their boats and took them another 9 hours to the shore, just along the Namibian Angola border, and kept them in that location from 12th to 19th July, and then transferred them to Angola here. The Ghana embassy here in Angola, we got the information through our Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Regional Integration. We organized a delegation for the embassy to go and meet them, and we met them, and so the Angola government is cooperating with us and willing to release them to us to be repatriated to Ghana if we can get their travel documents and an ethic. After that meeting, I called the MP for Takoradi, who made the initial report to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs 3 days ago. So I got him on phone and gave him the ethic. So the MP is now in the process of looking for money to buy the ethic for the four. As soon as we receive that money, like we'll buy the ethic, we'll process them and then send them back to Ghana.
Can you tell us the condition of the four? How are they faring?
They are doing very well. The Angolan government has kept them in a very decent detention center and they are well fed. They are very happy where they are now.
I know the vessel is on the high seas, but have we made any contact with authorities to find out if there's anything that can be done?
We just got information. And so for us, the first thing we wanted to do was to get in touch with our Ghanaian nationals and know their condition. Now that we have settled on that, we will go back tomorrow and meet the Angola authorities. And the young man gave the name of the vessel as Panama Noribay. Panama Noribay. And the crew members appear to be from the Philippines, but the ship has sailed away. So it didn't dock in the waters of Angola, so we're not able to trace them. So what we can do is that Ghana can trace them from Takoradi, the ship that is called Panama Northlight. If they can trace the documents in Takoradi, they won't be able to make progress in that direction.